Okay, we're picking up 10 lines from the bottom of Mem Zayin Amud Beis with the words of Ad Kan Lo Pligi. Our learning is once again sponsored Le'ilu Nishma Shulamis Bas Yaakov, the Neshama should have an Aliyah. So the Gemara is discussing that a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir are able to become Tamei for a Meis Mitzvah. We assume that that was a Davar Pashut, to which now the Gemara points out Ad Kan Lo Pligi Ela B'Kohen Gadol V'Nazir Ki Ka'azle B'Hade Adade. Rabbi Lazar and the Chachamim are arguing only with regards to a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir who are traveling together, and then they come upon a Meis Mitzvah. And the Shaila was, which one should be Metameh? However, Chad L'chudeh, but if each one was traveling by himself and had a Meis Mitzvah, it's a Davar Pashut to the Gemara that it's Bari Tumah Inun. So the Gemara assumes that, yeah, it's a Davar Pashut that he should be Metameh. Where do they know this? Mena Anamile, where do these Tanaim know that that would be the case? Where do they know it's a Davar Pashut that they should be Metameh for a Meis Mitzvah? So says the Gemara de Tana Rabbanan, because we learn in a Braisa, Al kol nafshos meis lo yavo. The pasuk says, should not come upon any dead people. But ma kasuv medaber, what are we discussing? Says the Gemara, Iber rechokim, if we're discussing rechokim, that a Kohen Gadol shem b'matam himself for rechokim. So says the Gemara, shouldn't we just say kavachomeru? That it's going to be a kavachomer. Ma Kohen hedyot shuhu matam lekrovim. The lacha by Kohen hedyot, that's a machlokas, whether it's a mitzvah or just a rishus, I think we pass it as a mitzvah, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, that for the Zion krovim, a Kohen has to be matame himself. So right, aviv, imo, achiv, achoso, habesula, ashelo ayisaleish, and Ben Bas and his wife Ishto. So the halacha is halacha is by Kohen Hedyot. He's metame lakrovim, ain't a metame lachokim. Yet there's an iser deraisa for him to metame for anybody else. So in Kohen Gadol she'ain't a metame lakrovim. The pasuk says explicitly by Al kol nafshos meis lo yavo la'aviv l'imo lo yitama. It says explicitly la'aviv l'imo lo yitama by a Kohen Gadol. So then, isn't it a kavachomer? Ain't a din she'ina metama l'chokim? Shouldn't we say a kavachomer that he should not be metama himself for other people? So it can't be that al kol nafshos meis is teaching you a chiddush that the other distant people he's not related to, he shouldn't be metama for, because that's clear from a kavachomer. If he's not metama for aviv imo, then he should not be metama for them either. So therefore, Ela b'krovim ekasu medaber, the pasuk is talking about krovim. So, but what do you mean? If the pasuk says, al kol nafshos meis lo yavo, and then it says afterwards, la'aviv l'imo, so that is an example of krovim also. La'aviv him enu metame, ha metame ula meis mitzvah. So we can learn from over there that because the pasuk already said, al kol nafshos meis, which we said is clearly referring to krovim. Because it doesn't need to teach you rechokim, because rechokim is going to be a kavachomer. So I'm stuck on this limud telling me that it's talking about krovim. If it's talking about krovim, says the Gemara, we already know, but al nafshos meis is telling me a krovim, so why does then say aviv l'imo? So this, it must be extra, and since it's extra, we're able to learn the lashon ala aviv to teach me that a Kohen Gadol is mutter to mitam himself l'meis mitzvah. That's what we're learning. Fine, turning on to Mem Ches Amud Aleph now. So the Gemara now says, fine, we've just learned out la'aviv. But there's two extra ribuim, because again, if al kol nafshos meis is teaching you all the relatives in the world, he's not allowed to metame for, that includes obviously his father and his mother. So we just said, if it's a ribuy, so his father is extra, so I don't need to learn father. So then the question is, why do I need mother also? So the Gemara says, l'imo, why do I need l'imo? So l'imo, l'gzera shava l'cheder rebi. L'imo is a specific for l'gzera shava by rebi. Desanya, as the Braisa says, rebi omer gabi nazir, when it comes to a nazir, the Torah tells you that he's not allowed to metame himself Bimosam, right? Let's read the pasuk. The pasuk says by a nazir that la'aviv l'imo la'achiv la'choso lo yitam aleihem bimosam ki nezer elokav arosho. With regards to a nazir, it says that he should not be metame bimosam. So the Gemara has a drasha bimosam in a metame. He's not metame when they die. However, metame ulenegam ulenezivasam. So I would have thought maybe a nazir is also usher from getting any source of tumah from an avatumah to make himself tame. So I would have thought that if they're tzara'as, or they have ziva, so they themselves will make him a navatuma, so that would be problematic also. So therefore, that's the chiddush over here, that the Torah is telling you that when it comes to a zav and a matzora, that you're gonna say that you're not mitamit to them. And I would have thought a matzora is even a bigger chiddush, because matzora, I would have thought, is like a dead person. He's like considered a dead person, right? It's like a dead person. We see matzora is compared to a dead person, so to like a person without children and an ani. So the Braisa therefore tells us that this is not the case, but that the halacha is that they're allowed to be metame for them. That's the chiddush of l'imo, that it's teaching you the chiddush for a different halacha, that with regards to that there's no issue with them becoming tame to take care of them when they are a mitzora. And the Rishonim point out that it was really only a chiddush by tzara. It's just agav. We mentioned ziva because ziva is no worse. Obviously, kol shekein, if it's a mitzora who's likened to a dead person, even there the mitzora is able to be metame. So kol shekein, the metame for a ziva. So the Gemara says, yeah, just the Rishonim point out, yeah, in a chanami, the Rosh Tosfos, that it's just agav. Once we mention it, just you know, on the way when we mention tzaras, we're going to mention ziva, another case of an avatuma as well. So the Gemara says, okay, but that's only ainli ela benazir. I know this halacha. That it's only applying that a Nazir is allowed to metame himself for these type of tumas. But Kohen Gadol Minayin, and how do I know a Kohen Gadol is going to be mutter to be metame for Tzaras to take care of his relatives and help them out, even if, I guess, not even his relatives also? So the Gemara says, Amarta, loyal mar imo be Kohen Gadol. Because there's a reboy. Why does it say his mother? It says again, it says, alcohol nafshos meis loyavo la'aviv limo la'itama. So why does it say le'imo? Imo is extra. She'en tam lomar. And you don't need to mention this at all, because I could have learned if Aviv is, and Al-Kol Nafshos Meis is really referring to all of his relatives, it's clearly referring to his father, and then a Kal V'Chomer, it's going to be referencing his mother as well. Because Amai B'Makom Shekoin Hedit Metame La'achiv Me'aviv, what's the Iker relationship that is allowed? So the Gemara learns it out from a Gzeres HaKasuv that it applies to brothers who share a father. If they're half-brothers on their father's side, that is the pasuk of La'achiv is going to be applicable, that a Kohen is mutter, maybe in Mitzuveh, according to Rabbi Shmuel, to go to their funerals and to be metame for them. However, when it comes to Aviv, Achiv rather, from Imo, from his mother's side, the Gemara learns out that he is not metame for them. So what do we see from there? We see that in Iker, the Rosh points out that the Iker is going following the paternal relatives and not the maternal relatives. So therefore, we see that paternal relatives are treated more like your relatives in regards to being metame to them. So therefore, you could say that if you're not metame for your father, and we see the father is the ikar type of relatives based on the case of Achiv, so then ein kohen gadol metame l'aviv, yet a kohen gadol is not metame for his father, because the pasuk is saying explicitly aviv, so then makom she'en kohen yadot metame l'achiv me'imo, so in a situation where the kohen hedyot is not metame himself for his maternal, right, for his maternal brother, then he should not be matam himself for his mother, because we see that maternal relatives are treated more chomer in the sense that you're not allowed to be matame for them as opposed to a paternal relative. So therefore, if a kohen gadol is usher to be matame himself for even for his father, he's going to kava chomer be matame himself, not be allowed to matame himself for his mother. So therefore, we have this extra riboy. And im zichsa me'adin, since you have learned out through this kal v'chomer, so then why does it say ma'atam lomer imo b'kohen gadol? There's no need for the pasuk to mention imo. If I know father, then we basically, because of the long proof that we just had, we're able to prove that you don't need mother anymore either. So the Gemara says it's therefore mufne. This pasuk is extra, meaning the word really is extra. The extra mother is extra. And therefore we can la'kish l'adunay minu gzera shava. We can use a gzera shava. If Gzera Shava is Mufna, we pointed out that is a reason to be able to learn Gzera Shava. Milamdin, and if it's only Mufna Mitzarech and Milamdin Meshivin, you can reject it, but if you have a different limud, you could have a different limud. However, if it's Nishneit Stadim, if both words of Imo and Imo, let's say the other Pasuk, would be something which is Mufna, then it's Mufna Mishneit Stadim, as I mentioned before, Mufna Mishneit Stadim Gemara is a Masura, that you're not able to reject that exact Gzera Shava, it must be accepted. V'nemar Imo b'Kohen Gadol, and it says his mother by a Kohen Gadol and by a Nazir. Ma Imo Hamor b'Nazir, b'mosam enetmetamev metamel enegam elizivasam. So we're learning it by a Nazir, just like by a Nazir, we learned that the Limud of Rebbe told you that b'mosam enetamel enegam elizivasam, that you're allowed to be metamet to help them out when they're mitzoras. So too, by a Kohen Gadol, Av imo amor l'kohen gadol, we can learn out this gzeira shava b'mosam ena matame av a matame l'nigam eluzivasam. You're able to be matame for them, even as a kohen gadol, to be matame himself when he is going to in that circumstance, when if he needs to take care of his mother who is a metzora or a zava, that those cases you'd be allowed to be matame for them. So says the Gemara now, Eshkechan Kohen Gadol. So now we found the source for a Kohen Gadol, Nazir Menala. Where do we know that a Nazir permitted to be Matam himself for a Meis Mitzvah? Meaning now is Kohen Gadol's Matam himself for a Meis Mitzvah. And from Imo we learned that he's allowed to be Matame in another type of Tumah other than that of a Tame Meis to help out his mother who's a Matzora or something like that. Or Eshkechan Kohen Gadol, but where do we know that a Nazir is allowed to Matam himself for a Meis Mitzvah? Desana, the Pasuk says, Kol Yemei Haziro Lashem Akol Nafshos Meis Loyava. The pasuk says by a Nazir that all the days that he is keeping his Naziros and Tershem, he's not allowed to come to a Nafshos Meis, a dead body. Nefesh of here is literally a soul, refers to a dead body. Shomea ani afilu nefesh behema b'mashba. But the dead body, it doesn't tell us explicitly if the dead body is that of a human or even of an animal. So I would have said nefesh. The nefesh is referenced sometime as an animal as well. Where do I see that? The Gemara says kinyan shenemar maka nefesh behema yishlamena maka adam yumas. The pasuk in the pasuk talks about that you have to pay. That a makin nefesh beima yishlamena nefesh tachas nefesh. The other pasuk that I was quoting, vayikra, not the parashat Mishpatim. But we see that either way, we see over here that a nefesh refers to the body of an animal as well. So therefore, the Torah had just said the lashon nefesh. I would have thought it's usher for him to be metame himself for a behema as well. Tabalomer al nefesh meis lo yavo. The pasuk says a nefesh meis, a dead nefesh. So therefore, that must be referring to nefesh adam akasum medaber, because nefesh enechanami sometimes is referred to a nefesh referring to an animal. But it's clear that when it comes to nazir, it is only referring to nefesh meis together. Those words together sound like it's only referring to a person. Rabbi Shmuel Amar Ein Atzarech. Rabbi Shmuel says you don't even need a pasuk to prove that it's talking about a human versus a animal, because Arehu Omer, the pasuk says lo yavo. It says you shouldn't come to a dead body. Where does the lashon of yavo is? He's understanding it. Yavo means coming in. Coming in refers to like coming into the same house. Now, coming into the same house, that sounds like tumas ohel, right? Tumas ohel is where you walk into the same house as a dead body. Then a person becomes an avatuma from the dead body being there as well. So now that refers to an avatuma is referring to only when they're coming in. That's only by a person, not by an animal. The halacha of ohel, tumas ohel, does not apply by a dead animal. And therefore, the pasuk must be talking about a person and not a behema. So that's what we learn from a nazir, that a nazir is permitted to be metame for a meis mitzvah. Because the pasuk says that he's not allowed to come upon a dead person, he's not a metame himself for his father, for his mother. Therefore, extra to teach you that what we're about to learn. Avil imo ain't a metame, that he's about to learn for his father, his mother is not allowed to metame himself. Aval metame hu lemeis mitzvah, but he is allowed to metame himself for a meis mitzvah. So that's what we learn out from over here. You're allowed to metame for a meis mitzvah by a nazir. Says the Gemara, ad shelo yomar yeshli bedin. But I could have said that it would have kavachomer this reasoning. Ma kohen gadol shekdusha kedusha soilam. If a kohen gadol is kohen gadol forever until he dies, he's going to be kohen gadol mitame lemeis mitzvah. He's allowed mitame lemeis mitzvah. Nazir sheink kedusha kedusha soilam. A nazir is just temporary. The stam nazirus is 30 days. Only for 30 days is he kadosh. So I said kavachomer that you should be allowed to be mitame for a meis mitzvah. In aden shetame lemeis mitzvah a kavachomer. And the Braisa points out, no, you couldn't have learned this kavachomer because lo imarta bekohen gadol. You can only say a kavachomer when it's always chomer, when the halacha is the kohen gadol is always across the board in the reference to the halachas of tumah v'tahara, is always considered on a higher level than that of a nazir. And this one halacha, yes, he's more tahara because he's more chomer because he's a kohen gadol for life, as opposed to nazir is only a short term nazir. Even a nazir olam, we're assuming, is not the same thing, potentially, maybe because it could be, I don't know, they shouldn't be able to handle that. But that, let's just assume we're talking about a stam nazir, so if you're not a nazir olam. So that, the Gemara is saying is that we can find a case where the nazir is more chamer. What halacha is the nazir more chamer? Shekein eino mevi korban al tumasa. The halacha is that he doesn't bring a korban when he is mitame himself. The kohen gadol becomes tame. He does not, he just does a regular tahara process like any other yid in the world, and then he is tahara. He doesn't have to bring a korban. Tomer benazir, as opposed to a nazir, has to his whole process. Shemevi korban, tumasa, he has to bring their korbanos. So the Torah gave a special dispensation of korbanos that's done only by a nazir. So at a certain level, a nazir is more chamer with regards to being mitame himself than that of even a kohen gadol. Hovi lemevi korban al tumasa, lo yitame lemeis mitzvah. So I would have said, maybe by a nazir, you shouldn't be mitame lemeis mitzvah. That's why the Braisa is marich to tell you that you need the pasuk, because I couldn't have learned it from a kavachomer. Tamud lomar la'aviv ulima le'itama v'metame ulemeis mitzah. From this reasoning, the Torah is telling you that his father and mother, he's not allowed to be metame himself. However, that Rebbe is teaching you he is allowed to be metame from a meis mitzvah. So now the Gemara says, okay, but maybe the Braisa is suggesting maybe we could learn something else from his father. Maybe o ena metame la'aviv le'ima v'itame le'shar meisim. Maybe specifically the Gemara is suggesting that the Braisa really, maybe I would have said that really only his father or mother, he's not allowed to be because there's major agmas nefesh. That's how the Rishonim explained it, the Rush over here. That because it's a major agmas nefesh, and that agmas nefesh is going to be a zilzul in his holy stature of being a nazir, as opposed to a shar meisim. He doesn't really care. He goes to a random Ruvain's funeral. He's not going to feel sad about it. He's metame to do the mitzvah of the kayim, right? To do a chesed shalemes and go to levaya. But that's not so bad. I would have thought maybe it's not a problem So therefore, the Gemara says, "Amarta kavachomer." Now that we can bring a kavachomer, ma koin hedyot she'ena metame lekrovim. There's a lacha by a koin hedyot is not metame himself for his koin hedyot. He is metame himself only for his relatives and not rechoking. Ena metame lashar mesim. He's not allowed to be metame himself for others. So the nazir she'ena metame lekrovim. The nazir who is not allowed to be metame himself for his close relatives. So then we can make the kavachomer based on a koin hedyot. Ena din shleitame lemesim. So therefore, the lashon of aviv is not teaching you that he can be metame for other non-relatives. Rather, it means specifically he is metame himself for a meis mitzvah and nobody else. Turning on to Mem Chesam and Beis. So Gemara says, Ha-matel lemar la'aviv u'li'imo. La'aviv u'li'imo du'la metame. Ha-matame u'li'meis mitzvah. Though we learn he's able to metame himself for a meis mitzvah, and that is going to be the exception to the rule of la'aviv or extra. Now the Gemara says, Achalo yomar yeshli bedin. But I would have said maybe through that a nazir is not allowed to metame himself from a kavachomer. What is that? Nemrub klolos b'koin gadol. By a koin gadol, the pasuk says ve'al kol nafshus mislayavo. Any dead body is not allowed to be metame himself for. Ve'nemrub klolos b'nezer. And similarly, by a nezer, it says al nefesh mislayavo. Similar lashon. So ma klolos hamoros b'koin gadol aviv ina metame avu metame lemeis mitzvah. Just as when it comes to the klolos of al kol nafshus meis meant even for his father is not allowed metame and he is metame for a meis mitzvah. So too when the klolos of a nezer, meaning it says klolos doesn't mean like cursing. It's a chaf. Al nefesh mis lo yava. That's some generalization. The generalization of saying all of these type of people are not allowed to be matame. So then the halacha is la'aviv ain't a matame. Have a matame le'meis mitzvah. And then I don't need la'aviv anymore. That's what the Bryce is asking right now. Why do I have to have the limud from the words of la'aviv, which is extra? I could have learned it out from this. This reasoning is not really a kavachomer. It seems like a more mematzino that we can learn it out from the comparison case. So the Gemara says, "O kalech l'derechzu," or you could argue it a different way. You don't have to say that the cases of the nazir is the same as the kohen gadol. You could say differently. What could I say? The following. I could argue the other side of this. Nemru klolos b'kohen hedyot. It says by a kohen hedyot also lenefesh lo yitama be'ama. The pasuk by a kohen gadol emor lekohanim b'nei Aaron emor them lenefesh lo yitama be'ama in parshas Emor. Pasuk says that they should not be metame for any nefesh. But nemru klolos b'nazir, and similarly it says by klolos b'nazir ma klolos hamoros b'kohen hedyot metame la'aviv of a kohen hedyot is allowed to be metame for his father. So I would have said the same comparison of a klolos af klolos hamoros b'nazir metame la'aviv. So too, maybe you could argue that the nazir would be allowed to be metame for his father. So therefore, just saying that a nazir is not allowed to be metame for meizim is not enough, since it would have been questionable which one we're supposed to learn it out from, and that's why the Bryce is saying that that we have to have this limud ala aviv, because if it didn't say la aviv, I would have said we could have compared him to a kohen hedyot, and a kohen hedyot is allowed to be metame for a zayin krovim. I would have thought maybe the same halacha applies by nazir, and therefore the Torah needs to mention la aviv to teach us that a nazir is not allowed to be metame for even his relatives. So the Bryce says, Tamal lomar la aviv lima lo yitame hu lemeis mitzvah metame. So the Bryce is about that. The Gemara is bothered by this, though. Hami ba'ili lemar she'in metame la'aviv. Wait a second. You're not allowed to learn two things from the same reboy. We have a reboy. Aviv is extra. But now we're saying that really there was a tzad to assume, there was a very valid reason and a havamina assumption to assume that a nazir would be allowed to be metame for his zayin krovim just like a kohen hedyot because of the lashon, the similar lashon of al nefashos meis that's mentioned by a kohen hedyot as well. So how can I use the lashon of la'aviv? La'aviv, I should have said, is needed lagufa to tell me that he's not metame for his aviv, for his zayin krovim, like that of a kohen hedyot. And if that's the case, I can't learn from there that he is metame l'meis mitzvah. How am I able to learn that he's metame l'meis mitzvah? So therefore, the Gemara says, ela la'aviv l'mar shein metame la'aviv. The Gemara says, you're right. That when it says la'aviv, you're right. That's teaching you minei ubei that he's not allowed to metame for his father or any of the other zayin krovim. However, la'achiv ain't a metame halameis mitzvah metame. But there's an extra lashon of la'achiv. The pasuk says by a nazir, it says that also la'aviv li'imo la'achiv v'lachoso. So la'achiv is teaching you that he's not metame for achiv, but he's metame halameis mitzvah. Because you don't need la'achiv. If he already says aviv, I already know. Kol shekin, if he's not metame himself for his father or his closest type of relationship, then kavachomer is not going to be metame for his achiv. Why does it say achiv? To that, the Gemara is saying it's learning from achiv that he's not metame, however, is metame for a meis mitzvah. So the Gemara says, and what do we learn from Imo? We learn the Gzera Shava of Rebbe, that teaching you that Rebbe taught us on Amud Aleph, that from the Gzera Shava of Le'imo, we teach you that he's not metame for his mother. However, he is metame for Mitzora, to help them out. If she is a Mitzora, if she's dead, you're not allowed to be metame for her. But if she is a Mitzora, in which case you will become an Avatuma, still problematic. I would have thought it's problematic. Therefore, the Gzeres HaKasuv tells you, no, you can take care of your mother. Ula Achosa, what do I need your sister for? L'chidus Hanyam. I need it for a different limud. Gansen, nothing to do with Nazir. Aye, it has nothing to do with Nazir. So this is what's called Em Eina Inyan. there's one of the Torah, the Midos of Torah and Rashi Bethem is Eina Inyan, that if the teaching is not necessary for a halacha of Nazir, I can learn it for a completely different halacha. We have these often in different context, the Gemara will use it. So here also, Lachosu is totally not necessary for any halacha of Nazir. We're learning it for a different halacha in Gansin. What is that? The following. A person is coming to bring his Korban Pesach. In Pesach. Person is coming to bring his Korban Pesach. We hope the Beis HaMikdash should be built. This halacha should be applicable. Hopefully the part about dying not, but the part halacha about bringing the Lishchot as Pesach. Lamul has been awarded to do a bris milah for his son on that day. He heard that one of his Zion Krovim had died. Reuven heard that one of his Zion Krovim had died. So he has the following question. Should he continue on his way to bring the Korban Pesach and do the Mila of his son and do the Mitzvah Dereisa, which is also in Isser Karis if he doesn't do that Mitzvah? Or is, and the Gemara is assuming obviously he can only do one of them, if he goes back to the burial, he's going to miss the eighth day at least of his bris milah of his son, and he's going to miss the Korban Pesach if he goes back. So the lacha, the mitzvah, the shamash, the mitzvah, the I would have thought for the Zion Krovim, because it's a mitzvah to help his priority, to go help his, the kavod lemes, to go to the funeral. Amarta lo yitame. The lacha is, he should not be matame, because the halacha of a Korban Pesach and Mila are so chomer that there's an Isser Karis associated with failure to do so. It's the only two mitzvahs in the Torah that a person who doesn't do them is going to be chai of Karis. So therefore, it's so chomer that he is going to do with them. That is the Shaila, because the Chora, the father, the Gemara is a limud, I think, in Kiddushin, that we say that the father is not chai of Karis. The father is not chai of Karis. Only the son, after he becomes 13, he is going to be chai of Karis for not giving himself a mila. But the father is just an essay, I believe, that we learn. So maybe you could assume that there's a Karis associated with it. That's what you have to assume. So the Gemara says, Le'achol Eitam, so the halacha is that since it's so chamar, it takes precedence over going to the Zion Krovin. So then, based on that logic, I would have thought, Yachol lo yitam el emes mitzvah, I would have thought that he also should not be matam himself for a emes mitzvah. That's why Lachoso teaches you Lachoso Udena Matame, Halames Mitzvah Matame. He is Matame for a Mes Mitzvah. Even for the Mitzvah Dereisa and to miss out on what would have been the Isser Karis of Bris Mila. So the Lachovir is teaching you that it is therefore not, we take precedence over Mes Mitzvah even for Bris Mila and even for the Mitzvah of Pesach, which are both, if you don't do them, going to be Chayev Karis. It still takes precedence to the mitzvah of a mace mitzvah. Okay, so now the Gemara had a different drasha based on Rabbi Akiva. Let's just quote the pasuk. It's important to know the pasuk. Kol yemei azir l'Hashem al nefshos meis le'yavo la'aviv le'ima l'achir l'chosu lo yitama lahem b'mosam kinezer l'kavarosha. That was the pasuk we've been darshaning up until now. The Gemara says Rabbi Akiva has a different drasha. Nafshos ila rechokin. When it says nafshos, that refers to is rechokin. People are not related to him. Mace, what does it mean? Nashos mace, elo akrovin. That refers to his close relative. So if that's the case, la'aviv le'imo, what are you learning from aviv le'imo? His ina matame, aviv matame le'mace mitzvah. Then you come that matame to mace mitzvah. What do we learn from la'achiv then? Shemaya kohen gadol v'nazir. If he's a kohen gadol and a nazir, the halacha is la'achiv ina matame. He doesn't matame for one of his zayin krovim, aval matame hu le'mace mitzvah. He is matame for a mace mitzvah. So a nazir who's a kohen gadol is even higher than that of a regular nazir. So I need a separate limud to teach me that he'd be able to be matame for a mace mitzvah. You could ask the kasha though. The Tosfos asks this question: is why does Rabbi Akiva not use one of the extra words from the nazir to who is also a regular kohen hedyot and not necessarily kohen gadol? How do you learn kohen gadol? So apparently we're saying that a nazir is a regular kohen is not necessarily a chiddush, since a kohen hedyot is allowed to be metameh for zayin krovim and a nazir is not able to. So that's not like adding an extra level of kedusha on that level on that halacha. So therefore we're telling you it's specifically by a kohen gadol you need this extra limud. So the Gemara says again. So fine, back to over here. Aval metame lemes mitzvah la'achoso kiddushan. We learn from his sister. Arei she'olach l'shchot abischo v'nemel b'no. This limud that we just have, that la'achoso, he agrees with the above limud that we have, that is talking about bearing a base mitzvah takes precedence over bris mila and Korban Pesach, which if you failure to do so would have been an iser karis. So the brisa that we had on the manalef Rebbe used the extra lashon of le'imo to teach you that a kohen gadol is metame for mitzora. So the Gemara asks, Rebbe Kiva, Gzera Sheva de Rebbe Minale, but does he learn, he learns the same halacha, that he is metame, he's allowed to metame while she's a mitzora, so what does he do with that? Because he used a different limud, so how does he have this Gzera Sheva? The Gemara says, Amar lachar, Rebbe Kiva could answer, Kiva damar mar, since since we see that im ayakoin gadol v'nazir la'achiv v'nimatame av matame l'meis mitzvah mali koin gadol chudei mali nazir v'koin gadol. If a koin gadol is also nazir is l'abmatame himself for a meis mitzvah, then a koin gadol who is not a nazir certainly would be able to do so. So therefore, the fact that it said le'imo by a Kohen Gadol does not need it to teach you that he's allowed to metame himself for a meis mitzvah, and therefore is available to use Rebbe's gzira shava. And that's where we're learning. If it's a rebu, if it's an extra word, then we can use it for the shita of Rebbe. Okay, we'll pick up tomorrow's daf is very short, so we'll pick up from Rebbe Shmuel Mitzvah Hashem. We're going to ask a kasha in Rebbe Shmuel Be'ezras Hashem in tomorrow's daf.